Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to you all. This is the Business Day Spotlight, your destination for African business made simple. My name is Mbudiwa Gavaza, and for today we do get into a discussion around the use of technology over in the construction industry. And for today we are joined by Nadia Reichardt, who is the head of talent over at Cost Certified. Cost Certified is no stranger to this particular platform. A couple of months ago, we actually had their founder and CEO, Mike Bignold, giving us some insight into some of their activities in South Africa. They are a Canadian-based tech startup that recently, you know, started operating here in South Africa. So we're just going to be understanding the nature of the business and some of the opportunity that they do see locally, because they have been on a huge recruitment drive. What is it that they are seeing over in the South African market that's giving them, you know, this much belief to be able to move forward with the opportunity. Nadia, how are you today?
I'm good, thanks, Mudiwa. How are you?
No, doing well on this end. Hoping that I did pronounce your surname when I said Reichardt. I hope I pronounced that correctly.
Perfect, absolutely perfect.
Okay, cool. I think maybe a good place for us to begin the discussion then is around what you call this Cost Certified itself as a business. What is it that's actually happening? And, you know, so far, how's business in South Africa?
Oh, fantastic. Thanks for the question, Mudiwa. So, as you alluded to, we are a tech startup. And what we are doing is we're taking the residential construction industry by storm globally. Cost Certified is an online tool which enables contractors to provide estimations to their clients or home renovators in real time. So a client can then, of course, approve, amend, update the estimation, and once happy, check out and pay. So essentially everything is done in real time, so it's a very dynamic platform. In terms of what we're doing in Cape Town, South Africa, firstly, our visionary and very inspiring CEO, Mike Bignold, fell in love with our people, our culture, and our vibe when he lived in South Africa. So it just made business sense from an operations and talent perspective to open up offices here. I think what's really, really awesome and what we found great is that the South African talent pool is incredible, specifically the diverse skill set we have available to us.
That's really, you know, quite a great, you know, introduction, just letting us understand, you know, what's going on in terms of the business and the startup. So far as you can see, because you said that you guys are taking the construction industry by storm, maybe just from your end, how long have you been with the company? And so far, how do you find things are going in terms of setting up that operation in South Africa?
Fantastic. So essentially, I joined Cost Certified South Africa on the 1st of June. I was literally the only South African employee. A couple of days later, we were sitting at about 20 employees. Today, we're currently sitting on about 35 employees. We've already planned our next intake, which is super exciting. So from a talent perspective, we're growing phenomenally. Also, just in terms of our offices, obviously, you know, there was a lot of learnings that we went through just in terms of setting up our headquarters in Cape Town. So especially from an operations and a labor perspective, a lot of sort of hoops to jump through, but we've done that successfully, and the team is up and running, our organization is up and running, and everything seems to be going smoothly. Touch wood.
No, touch wood indeed. I like the enthusiasm. I think that certainly gives it gives it a measure of you know, just how exciting it is to be working for such a company. You said, did I hear you correctly when you said 35?
Yeah, at the moment.
And what does that team look like?
So we've got quite a big sales team, so our business development representatives, and then we've also got a customer success team, and then of course we've got the leadership team. So we do have a head of sales here in South Africa, and of course myself as the head of talent.
Okay, and One of the things that's always interesting, especially when it comes to organizations, you know, I'm just finding it interesting to be talking to someone who is the head of talent because of the type of economy that we're in right now. Poverty, inequality and unemployment continue to be the big problems in the country, right? So it's always great when you do talk to companies that are hiring. Do you guys have a threshold or any idea just around how big of a team you're trying to grow in South Africa?
Yes, definitely. So we do have strategies in place. We are hoping to hit the 300 headcount mark in the next 2 years. So it's a low and steady grow over the next 2 years that we have planned. And of course, then in keeping that talent engaged in terms of workforce as well. So that is the strategy.
And in terms of, getting to that 300, the makeup, I think that also tends to be, you know, quite an important consideration when you're setting up, a new operation. And also, I guess, from a strategy point of view, what is this team in South Africa primarily going to be? You know, will they be, a sales outpost mainly? Will they be development based? Like what leanings are you guys, what do you guys have when it comes to putting together this team?
Yeah, so that's a really, really good question, Madua. So right now, as it stands, we're very much focused in terms of sales and customer success. We are leaning very heavily on our Calgary, Canada colleagues and friends, just in terms of support from a dev perspective, from a marketing perspective, et cetera. So hopefully over the next 2 years, you know, whilst we're bolstering up our employees, we will then, of course, have the opportunity to explore other avenues when it comes to, obviously, recruitment.
You have a lot of sales, type of support. Is that primarily just for South Africa, or are they going to be supporting then, you know, some of the other operations? Because I do know that South Africa has in recent years become, you know, quite a popular destination for, you know, business support and customer support services for operations even outside of the country.
Yes, definitely. So right now, at the moment, you know, we're very much playing in the American territory from a support perspective and from a sales perspective. But of course, in terms of our business strategy moving forward, there's plans to grow that as well. As I mentioned, you know, Mike is quite visionary. So from a strategy perspective, there's definitely plans on the cards in the future to gain other territories as well.
All right. Right now, so when we look at, the strategy for South Africa, I'm seeing that on the, the support side. But when it comes to the sales aspect, is that the same type of leaning, or are you guys also trying to get business in South Africa?
Yeah, so definitely. It's definitely a market to explore in South Africa as well. We're not there yet, but we've definitely got plans to grow and expand into South African market too.
All right. So right now, from a strategy point of view, because it does seem as if there's a big, there is a big focus just around what's going on in terms of cost certifies global, you know, type of operation. How do you find the orientation of South Africans when it comes to, interacting, on that level? Because it means you sort of have to have that that ability to be able to communicate with people, you know, in those other parts of the world.
Great question, Madhu. I think from my side, for me, it's personally been a learning experience. It has been phenomenal having to learn and to engage and interact with people around the globe. The impact that we have on different initiatives for me is very important, because we get to wear various different hats on a daily basis. And that's why I said, you know, we're definitely a learning organization. We love to make happy accidents. And it doesn't matter where you're based, globally.
All right. And One of the things I'm quite curious to then understand is, you know, because you are hiring at the moment, what sort of things are you guys, I guess, looking at? As I said, the economy is where it is. Is this the type of opportunity that's more, you know, geared towards people that are starting out, you know, career-wise, people that have a few years of experience, management, seniors? Like, what is the makeup?
Yeah, that's also a great question. So when it comes to, you know, our sort of talent acquisition strategies, is that we are very much looking for talent that is available in the market, potentially has a qualification, and of course we will give them all the tools in the trade to be successful. So that's very important to us, to set up everyone for success. I think being a tech startup, we empower employees to fight mainstream and strive for total market dominance in the tech industry. So we are changing the future of one of the world's biggest trades by taking on the construction industry through a digital revolution. I think it's important to note that, you know, when we're looking for people, we're looking for people who are ambitious, who are resilient, who are disruptive, who are future-focused and totally authentic. We need people who are curious, people who have tenacity, who are very entrepreneurial, because you've got the opportunity to make such a big impact on a growing organization. We never settle for anything less than excellence. So I think probably to answer your question, we're looking for people with the right attitude.
Yeah, no, that certainly makes sense. And one of the things that is quite interesting, like I said, it's always interesting talking to businesses that are hiring, you know, in the current environment. So it spotlights, you know, two big things. Firstly, the fact that there are, you know, opportunities that are out there, and then secondly, I guess the power of having some of the, you directly see, when we talk about foreign direct investment, you know, you see it in an instance like this, where a foreign company is coming in and is able to then hire people, is then able to recruit, and then, you know, impart some of its skills, you know, onto some of the South African, that South African component. And then from there, you're able to then build up that talent, and hopefully, you know, some of those people can then go on, you know, to bigger roles even, and especially having that exposure to different countries and different type of operations.
For sure, Madhua. I think also important to note with that is that internal growth is very important to us. And so we do have a diverse skill set within our sales team and within our customer success team. And what's nice about that is that we obviously have the opportunity to promote internally first, which is also great because it allows people the opportunity to grow very quickly in an environment like ours.
From an outlook point of view, how do you see things progressing, I guess, going forward? Because at the moment, my understanding is that operations are out of Cape Town. So does that necessarily mean that it's people in Cape Town that are being looked for? Or, you know, do you guys find yourselves also getting people from other towns and cities?
Yeah, for sure, Madhu. We actually have a few team members that have relocated from different provinces. So we've opened it up to South Africa. I think the most important thing for us and our aim is to obviously hire the right talent at the right time in the right role. So, you know, whichever province you come from, does it matter as long as we've got the right talent in place?
And one of the big debates at the moment, when it comes to the issue of talent retention, motivation, etc., is work from home, the flexibility that the last 2 years has exposed many companies to. How are you guys as Cost Certified thinking around those types of issues?
Yes, so we do offer our employees the opportunity to work from home. They do have that. But we do prefer, you know, to have everyone in office. It just builds such a nice environment and culture You know, when you see your colleagues every day and you can have chats, obviously being in the sales environment as well, you know, we've got the opportunity to motivate each other. And of course, you know, it's the fact that we provide, some nice, you know, beverages, coffee, jelly beans. We love to have, our people in office, but we do offer them the opportunity, to work from home if they need to.
All right. So that's been it. You know, very fascinating discussion, talking to, Nadia Reichardt, who is the head of talent over at Cost Certified. Cost Certified, as we said at the beginning, is a Canadian based tech startup that recently, announced, you know, new headquarters in Cape Town. They specialize in, you know, construction and that type of thing. And, you know, they've opened up that operation, just getting some insight into how, they're actually going about, you know, building up that business, what actually goes into it, the cost, the considerations, around talent, you know, in particular, very important discussion to have, especially in this environment where, your poverty, inequality and unemployment continue to be big issues, and to have companies that are actually, hiring, you know, it's always good news, and I guess, you know, light at the end of the rainbow of some sort. Nadia, before we let you go, where exactly are the offices in Cape Town?
We in 80 Strand Street in the city center, so CBD Cape Town.
CBD Cape Town. All right. So that's been it. Thank you so much, Nadia.
Thanks so much for your time, Adiwa. I really, really appreciate it. It was lovely chatting to you.
This is Mudiwa's Tech.
Great discussion, you know, just talking to Nadia about Cost Certified and how they're setting up that operation in South Africa. But going forward, one of the things, you know, quite keen to see how it develops is how is who's actually going to take up the service, you know, locally. They are still starting out. They are still, you know, just getting the operation off the ground, you know, so obviously at the moment sort of more global facing and supporting some of the global operations, but I'm pretty sure that once the local business is on its feet, then, you know, they'll actively start, you know, trying to drum up more business in South Africa. So very keen to see who is going to be taking up the platform locally first, and then secondly, how they're going to be using the South Africa base to expand. Is it just going to be a South Africa focused type of operation, or does Cape Town become a hub, you know, for entry into the rest of the region, you know, where that SADC or the whole continent, because a lot of businesses do use South Africa as that entry point, you know, onto the continent. So how are they going to make use of it? And also the local construction sector, you know, how receptive would they be to a platform like this? Technology is changing, you know, the way that people do business all over the world. How is it going to change the way that people do construction in South Africa? And that's been it for this edition of the Business Day Spotlight. Remember that you can find our latest podcast on Business Live. That's under the podcast Business Day Spotlight tab on Twitter with hashtag BD Spotlight. And remember that you can review and subscribe for free on iono.fm, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Pocket Casts, wherever you choose to get your pods casted. Thank you to our amazing team. Our producer is Paige Muller. I've been Mudiwa Gavaza of the Business Day and Financial Mail. And this has been another edition of the Business Day Spotlight, which is a multimedia live production. So for myself and the rest of the team, it is a good evening, good afternoon, and good morning.